Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I am well. I'm well because I've been tasting Rieslings.
Your favorites.
You know, everybody's favorites. You know, it's not quite Thanksgiving, but we just had Canadian Thanksgiving, so that's why I tasted two very nice German Rieslings. The first one had a picture of Napoleon on the cover.
And why is that?
Because the people bought this estate from Napoleon, I guess, back in the day, or at least his minions.
Way back in the day.
Exactly so. This was the 2012 Monchoff estate. Riesling, and in addition to a beautiful picture of Napoleon on the cover, in the bottle was a very nice, almost off-dry wine. Not quite off-dry, but definitely a little sweeter than some, which would indicate a nice ripe vintage. And it had wonderful fruit, some nice acid, $18, a great before-dinner wine, a great wine with pretty much anything.
I've liked that producer over the years. It's really consistent, and they do tend to have that profile that it's a little bit riper.
Mosel classic. You know, it's funny. Everybody, when they saw Monchoff at the tasting, was like, oh, that's going to be good. And they were right. Another interesting wine was the 2011 Schaefer Fröhlich Riesling from Nahe. And this is the work of apparently a very up-and-coming winemaker, a young guy who's doing great work. This had a little bit more fruit, more flowers in it, more of that beautiful flowery, you know, almost lilies of the valley, beautiful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that was the one I wanted. Yes, very perfumey, $24, and spectacular. So for an extra $6, if you're feeling, you know, wealthy, you can invest in 2011 Schaefer Fröhlich from Nahe, N-A-H-E, in Germany. Both of these are German.
What would you What would you pair the latter wine with?
Pears. you know, the latter wine, actually, nice cheeses. It would be delightful with air. It would be good with air. I mean, this is nice with anything.
Your best friend.
Your best friend. Exactly. Correct. Yes. So I just wrote spectacular on this. And Rieslings are just excellent. And don't wait till Thanksgiving. They're just one of life's great pleasures, don't you think?
Very much so. I agree.
Yeah. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.